This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Two people rescued alive on the 11th day of Bhotekosi flood. Bodies of 1,335 victims recovered so far. Flood damages 41 km of roads and 8 hydropower projects in Rasua. 4 settlements in Nuwakot at high risk due to Trishuli River flooding. And fresh Yemen clashes kill more than 60 people. Now the news in detail. A 64-year-old woman has been rescued alive from a house in Betrawati Bazar of Nuwakot on the 11th day since the devastating flood of the Bhotekosi River in Rasua. Chandrika Shrestha of Bidur Municipality 10 was rescued by a team of the Armed Police Force Nepal led by Inspector Suman Bika. Shrestha was found unconscious and was airlifted to the Nepali Army's Maithil Barracks in Trishuli for initial treatment. Meanwhile, a Chinese national has been rescued alive from the Adit 4 tunnel of the 216-megawatt Upper Trishuli 1 hydropower project, which was affected by the devastating floods in the Bhotekosi and Trishuli rivers. The Nepali Army and a Korean disaster response team rescued the Chinese national from the tunnel at around 1:20 p.m. today, according to the Nepali Army. The rescued person was given first aid before being taken to the Nepali Army's Maithil Barracks in Trishuli of Nuwakot for further medical care. The Nepali Army, other security agencies and foreign experts are continuing search and rescue operations amid reports that more workers may be trapped in other tunnels and areas of the project. Nepal Police has reported that the bodies of 1,335 people have so far been recovered following the devastating flood in the Bhotekosi River in Rasua. Of the total, 160 bodies were recovered in Rasua, 119 in Nuwakot, 67 in Dhading, 362 in Chitwan, 74 in Gorkha, 38 in Tonahu, 222 in Nawalparasi East and 219 in Nawalparasi West. Nepal Police said 1,030 bodies have so far been managed and safely buried after DNA samples were collected and other necessary procedures were completed to identify the victims. A total of 2,272 DNA samples have been collected for identification, 1,260 from the deceased and 1,012 from their relatives. Details of 1,292 unidentified bodies have also been uploaded to the Nepal Police website. Meanwhile, 13,098 people affected by the floods have been rescued, while efforts are underway to locate 4,887 people who remain missing. The flood in Bhotekosi has caused massive damage to both private and public property in the district of Rasua. The district administration office has released an initial report on the damage caused by the flood that hit the district on the 26th of August. Assistant Chief District Officer Dhruva Prasad Adhikari said the flood destroyed 28 government and public buildings, 8 community and 3 private schools, 14 banks and financial institution offices, 1 petrol station and 1,500 private houses. The flood has swept away 41 kilometers of road, 6 concrete bridges, 8 belly bridges and 10 suspension bridges in the district. 8 hydropower projects built on the Bhotekosi and Trishuli river banks and the Langtang stream have been completely damaged by the flood. So far, 1,365 residents of Rasua, 1,160 people from other districts and 264 tourists have lost contact due to the flood. Similarly, the assistant chief district officer said that 26 employees from banks and financial institutions, 79 government employees, 13 armed police force personnel, 28 Nepal police officers and 27 Nepali army members are missing. Two workers injured in a landslide at the access road of the under-construction Super Sethi hydropower project in Machhapur Sret Rural Municipality 1 of Cascade District have died during treatment. According to Cascade District Police, 26-year-old Ayush Rai of Dhankuta and 27-year-old Kishan Rai of Khotang died while receiving treatment at Manipal Teaching Hospital. The 24-megawatt Super Sethi hydropower project is under construction in Cascade. Settlements at four locations in Nuwakot have been placed at high risk following repeated flooding and riverbank erosion along the Trishuli River through the Bhote Kosi. According to Chief District Officer Sambhu Prasad Regni, the Darshantar area of Tarkeshwar Rural Municipality 4 is the worst affected, with more than 100 households at risk. Other affected areas include Bandre in Bidur 1, the Bus Park in Bidur 4, and Chabise in Belkot Gadi 7. The erosion has damaged settlements, buildings and public infrastructure, including the Galchi Devighat section of the Galchi Rasavagadi road project. Traffic has been halted along the road section due to the continuing erosion. The local bus park, a charging station built by the Nepal Electricity Authority, and structures including the Koseligar built by Bidur Municipality are also at risk. The District Disaster Management Committee has urged local governments to evacuate residents from vulnerable areas and relocate them to safer locations. The Armed Police Force, APF Nepal, has decided to provide 2.5 million rupees to the family of each personnel killed on duty in the recent Bhote Kosi flood. Outstanding loans from the APF Employee Welfare Fund will be waived, while their children will receive free education up to grade 10 at any APF school. Families of dependents killed in the disaster will receive 100,000 rupees and a monument will be built in the memory of the deceased personnel. According to the NDRRMA, 13 APF personnel remain unaccounted for, while 5 survivors will receive 50,000 rupees each. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #14# टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The flow of financial support for the Bhote Kosi and Trishuli flood victims is increasing. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the Prime Minister's Disaster Rescue Fund and the Prime Minister Relief Fund of the Nepal government currently have 11,556,026,971 rupees in reserve. The government has already released 1 billion rupees from that fund for the flood affected areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news update. Fighting between Yemen's Saudi-backed government forces and the country's Houthi rebels killed more than 60 people on Saturday. According to the AFP News Agency, the renewed clashes in Yemen's southwest over control of a gateway to the Red Sea came after Friday saw some of the deadliest fighting in years following the collapse in July of a 2022 ceasefire. According to Yemeni military sources, 26 government troops and 31 Iran-backed Houthi fighters were killed in several hours of fighting in southwestern Yemen. A missile strike also killed 6 civilians traveling by bus from Taiz to Aden and wounded 7 others. A government official blamed the Houthis for the attack. Friday clashes killed 129 people in total, according to an AFP tally. Fitch Ratings has removed Qatar from rating watch negative while maintaining its sovereign rating at AA amid the US-Israel war on Iran and the Strait of Hormuz blockade. According to Al Jazeera, the global ratings agency announced the decision on Friday, citing reduced risks to the country's liquefied natural gas LNG facilities since March. The agency maintained a negative outlook on Qatar's rating, citing risks to gas exports through the blockaded Strait of Hormuz. It said the war's impact on Qatar's credit profile would take longer to assess. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas of the country, at many places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at some places in the hilly areas of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, and at some places in the Tarai areas of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and in the hilly and Tarai regions of Sudurpashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two people rescued alive on the 11th day of Bhotikosi flood. Bodies of 1,335 victims recovered so far. Flood damages 41 km of roads and 8 hydropower projects in Rasua. 4 settlements in Nuwakot at high risk due to Trishuli River flooding. And fresh Yemen clashes kill more than 60 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.